Blog Talk Radio.
Just want
my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Come on, sing.
and tell him thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, oh, I want to thank you, Lord. Come on, tell me. You've been so good this morning. You've been. I gotta move on. Is that anybody else's testimony about beside myself? Tell me you've been so, I see you, Betty Jackson, been so good. Good to see you, girl. You've been so good. You've been so, been so good. Hallelujah. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Mm. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Of Exodus.
You brought me out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
You brought me out.
This is personal.
You brought me. Brought me out. Oh, I want to thank
you. I've been here this long. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made a way. I know how it's going to happen, Lord. I know what's going to happen. But you made. Couldn't see my way sometimes. You made a way. And so I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.
Amen. Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Daniel Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen through the Word of God, what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that you would stop by and listen in on today's broadcast. Listen, we are in our last installment of Help Me, I Am Believing, our Mark 5 study. Of the man that was among the tombs, we wanted to try to give as much of this information to you as possible. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to share this entire month of Mondays with you guys with this man among the tombs. I think we reached a lot of men. I think this helped a lot of men. I think this strengthened a lot of men. I think this gave a lot of men hope. I really think that this really gave our brotherhood a more fortified and more strengthened place to be in on this month of Mondays that we have shared. And I'm kind of sad, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of sad that we have to end this portion this month. But I believe that the Lord will give us another opportunity to share this even the more. Maybe he'll bring us another topic. We'll be most definitely seeking the Lord for that. And we can bring some other brothers in and allow them to express and give their take on the topic as well. So we'll be able to give you guys something that will help you in your fight, help you on your journey, help you on the way. Amen. So you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go another further, let us go into a sexual fervent prayer. We're going to share our morning scripture, and then we're going to acknowledge those great countries that are listening in. So if you don't mind, lend me your hearts for a moment as we talk to the Father. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, with those that are under the sound of our voices, God, across this great country, across this great world. God, we thank you right now, God, that we have shared this month, that we have shared with the men, God, as it comes to a close, as we close the chapter on this month of the Man Among the Tombs, Help Me, I Am Bleeding Out series, God, let us be reassured, oh God. God, and we have said something, that was shared, that was a portion of scripture that was given, that gave them the ability, that gave them the strength to continue in the fight. God, so we thank you right now, Father God. God, for just being God and being God all by yourself and giving us the strength and the ability to continue to do what you have assigned for us to do. God, we thank you right now, God, for those that are under the sound of our voice, God. God, we thank you, oh God, that you would meet every need, meet every circumstance and situation. God, guide them into the direction that you will have them to go. God, we thank you for building them up in their most weakened places. God, thank you for giving them strength, help, life, and wisdom and understanding. God, that's the thing that they're going through, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask of things. So we lean and depend on you today, God, because we know it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. God, we cannot do this thing alone. So we ask you, oh God, God, to continue to strengthen us, give us wisdom, give us the ability to hold fast, God, to your word and to your assignment. Now, Father, take the reins of this message on today. Take the reins of this broadcast on today. God, do with it what you will. God, we bind up the enemy because we know that he's listening. We put him on, we put him on blast, and we put him on silence, oh God. So, God, that we will be able to continue to do what you have designed for us to do. God, and let us not be weary and well-doing. God, because we understand, God, that there is an assignment that is attached to our life. God, so we thank you in advance, God, for doing what you do best, and that is be God and built up in us, oh God. God, that we'll continue to work the work of him that sent us while in his day, for when night cometh, no man can work. So we thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue to do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen and amen. Excuse me. Our scripture reading on this morning will be coming from Psalms 119 and verse 105. Book of Psalms 119, verse 105. This is a very, I don't think people realize this, but this is a very powerful passage of scripture. And I believe that we live our life by this. Yeah, I'm not trying to preach this thing, but I felt that when I read the scripture this morning. If we live our life by this passage of scripture 105, I believe it'll work something in us. There will be that when the storms of life come, we'll understand that even in this thing, God is working it for us. And it simply says in verse 119 and 105 of the book of Psalms, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." I'm going to read that again because that's accepted for me. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." Just listen. Just send the word before you go. God help me, right too. Send the word before you go. And I promise you that God will show up and he'll show out. He'll put the enemy, watch this here. He'll put the enemy, not only put the enemy to flight, but he'll put the enemy in check. Because watch this here. When the word gets down before you do, the word has to hasten to do what God commanded it to do. But watch this here. Let me show you something. Learn how to send the word before you even open up your mouth to even say the word. Come here. That ain't the word. Learn how to send the word. Send God's word before you even open up your mouth. And when you get there, it'll be times you ain't even got to say nothing. You can walk right in on God's word. And they'll already know that the thing that you have been assigned to do, they'll just receive it. Amen. So, okay. All right. So that is, I just want to put that in your ear. That's this morning. We want to make sure we also acknowledge those great countries that are listening in. And we want to tell you guys, thank you so much for your continued support, your continued connecting with us, and just being a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Here's my soapbox moment. You know I take my soapbox moment every Monday. There are some countries that are listening in right now, ladies and gentlemen, that I want to be honest with you. They have had a hard time at living the life of Christ because of the region that they're in and the taskmasters that have rule over their lives. Now, let me show you something. What happens is they're caught with a scripture, ladies and gentlemen, not even a Bible. We're talking about a scripture. Some of them have homes have been ravaged. And anything that had anything to do with the cross gospel of Jesus Christ, they have taken it and they have taken that scripture. They have taken those Bibles and they literally take Bibles and they have Bible burning ceremonies or Bible burning demonstrations to show that they're not kidding, they're not playing with them. And they take these Bibles and they'll take those Bibles and they'll build a fire and they will literally burn these Bibles. But there are some that got a little wise in knowing what was going on, and then they'll take their favorite scripture that they would read, and they would fold it up, and they would either put it inside their belt loop, or they'll put it inside their shoes, or sometimes they'll just take it and they'll just hide it in a place to where when they want to pull that word out, when they want to read the word, they'll take that word out and they'll read the word. Now, is that caught with that scripture? If they're caught with that scripture, it could very well mean their life. They could be turned into service or servitude. They could be taken, they could be executed in the street. Some of them are sold into work camps. Their wives and daughters are sold into servitude. It could be a number of things that can happen only because they have a scripture, not even a Bible, but a scripture. But can I help you today? I want you to do me a favor. Take out the time today in your prayer time and call on the name of the Lord for them. Watch this here. If you intercede for them, if you talk to the Lord for them, if you talk to the Lord on their behalf, and just say, Lord, protect those. Watch this here. Protect those that are on the Worldwide Gospel Convention that are listening in at Worldwide Gospel Convention. You may not remember every name. You may not remember every country. But watch this here. If you take out that time to intercede for them, to pray for them, to talk to the Lord on their behalf, I promise you it'll shift your life. It'll change your life. It'll transition your life. It'll strengthen your life. It'll give you something to continue to fight of faith. Yeah. You just got to learn how to hold fast and let God be God, and everything else will work out for you. Amen? So we're going to go ahead and we're going to acknowledge those countries. And again, we want to say thank you guys so very much for y'all's continued support to be able to listen in and to huddle around the internet system to hear what's going on, or maybe you guys have gotten to the place to where you can go and you can listen in with family and friends and hear this Worldwide Gospel Connection. We want to tell you thank you and know that we are interceding for you and know that we are praying for you, that the Lord will continue to watch over your life. And we know that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. Amen. So let us go ahead and acknowledge those countries. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, we have Italy, we have Thailand, we have Romania, and we have Bulgaria. And we want to tell you guys again, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your continued support and connecting right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, guys, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take a quick musical break. And once we do this musical break, we will be right back. And once we come back, we'll be sharing this gospel of Jesus Christ with you. Amen? Amen.
Well, if you got the victory in the house, you ought to act like it.
The devil is a liar!
I've been looking for an excuse to shout, and now I got my excuse. So why don't we stop for a minute? One, two, three, four, everybody! You want to cut loose in the building? You want to shout in the building? Tell your neighbor, it's the devil gonna stop the church. He would have already done it, but he's got no place here.
Everything the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail. Oh my goodness. Everything the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail.
and then not to be so so captive by our condition and our circumstances and by the people. Watch this here. That comes with that burden of carrying those things. And that I wanted to close this one out with, I believe, a passage of scripture that will help us. I want to read out Mark 5. I want to read our Mark 5 passage of scripture that we have been using as our focus scripture. So I want to make sure that we read that this morning, because I believe that would be only right for us to read that passage of scripture from Mark 5, and then we'll go over to our scripture that we are going to be focusing on this morning. And so that way we will have a full understanding of our thought and pattern that we're going to be going into on this morning. And it reads simply in the King James Version of the passage of scripture. And it just says this in King James. And we're going to just focus on that fifth verse, Mark 5:5. And it says, "And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones." That's Mark 5, verse 5. And then we're going to go head on, and we're going to invade that next scripture, which is 2 Corinthians. Those of you all that are following along with us this morning, 2 Corinthians verse number 12, chapter number 12 and verse number 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 2. And it simply reads like this. It says, "For this thing I besought the Lord twice, that it might depart from me." Father, we do add a blessing to the readers, the doers of yours, and the receivers of your word. God, let my words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. I want to share this passage of scripture with you. Can I be honest with you? This is a nugget that God gave to me as I prepared this message for Sunday. We really got deep into that passage of scripture. But I believe that the Lord had me to kind of link these passages together. And here we had the man of God that was in the tombs that's cutting himself. And then we have this man of God who had a thorn in his flesh. Listen, this is the apostle, and he has gotten to the point to where he has literally sought the Lord. He has literally went in and he has prayed and called on the name of the Lord, and he has talked to the Lord, and he has called on him, and he said that he sought the Lord three times, asking him to remove the very thing that was keeping him from getting to the place where he needed to go. And what happened is, watch what happened. The man of God got so frustrated with it. He said, and I believe this is the Apostle Paul. That gave this dissertation to this text. He literally led us in on his condition. And watch the text, how the text played out. The text played out like this. It said that, simply it says that there was a messenger that was sent from Satan that came to buffet me in my flesh. And watch this. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we have people that come in our life excuse the terminology, but I want y'all to get this. They are the bane to our existence. They are the very thing that has come to cause conflict, issues, and problems. Okay, y'all need the definition of vain. That means that they are the thorn in our flesh. They get on your last good church nerve. They come in, let me help you. They get on your last good sanctified nerve. Look, they get on that last nerve that you got under the glass that you reserve. That you reserve for folks that they came in and wrecked everything that belonged to you, and you're trying to figure out what they didn't got on that one. They got into the secret place of the Most High. Come here, let me help you. They made your life, excuse the common vernacular, they made your life a living hell. But watch what I've learned. I've learned that they come to cause you to be in what I like to call a place of good frustration. Come here. Because what that does is, ladies and gentlemen, what that does for us, if you really just want to know the truth, you want to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you, me, and God. Watch this. Let me show you something. It shows up in your life. Watch this. It shows up in your life to show you that God is in control of your life. Let me bless him. He said that I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not evil to bring you to your expected end. They show up and show out, and they show themselves mighty, and they show themselves strong, and they show themselves to be your place of frustration and anger, and they show themselves to be the thing that will continue to get on your nerves. But can I tell you something? When you make them your show up and make them your mighty and your strong, you lose who you are in God, and you lose your focus on God, because God is supposed to be the only thing that's mighty and that is strong in your life. Watch the text. He said, I sought the Lord three times, asking him to remove the very thing that's been attached to me, because watch this here. I let this thing be so to the point to where I lost me. Come here. I lost me. So I had to go to God and talk to God about it. Let me give you something to work with. Don't ever let a situation get you to the point to where you lose who you come here. Lose who you are, who God called you to be, who God has stepped into the room and said, I'm going to show you who I am. See, watch this. You got to understand that when you go through this thing, it's not to break you. It's not to make you bitter. It's actually to make you better. But you got to learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and let him direct your path. Watch this here. Let me show you what the path director would do. The path director would not only give you the understanding of where you need to be, he'll give you the understanding of who you need to be around. That's good, Reverend. That's good. See, we think the Holy Ghost comes to make us go shantan, teach them, total no more shabai. It goes beyond your real good shout. Come here. It goes beyond you speaking in tongues. It goes beyond you being able to prophesy. Come here, let me help you. It goes beyond you being able to speak things that be not as though they were. It gives you the Holy Ghost will give you the ability to walk away from people. The Holy Ghost will give you the ability to walk out of people's lives. Come here, let me help you. The Holy Ghost will give you the ability to put the brakes on somebody and tell them, well, you know what? I have had literally enough of what you got going on. See, frustration gives you the mirror that you need to see the situation for what it really is. Come here, Michael Jackson. Let me sing the song for him. I'm looking at the man in the mirror, and I'm telling him he has to change his ways. Watch this. What ways are you talking about? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Y'all asked some of the best questions on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. The way of handling situations and handling people. Sometimes the way, oh God, sometimes you have to understand that when you're in that place, when you're in that mindset, and when you're in that lifestyle that you're in, or in that decision that you have made, You're frustrated because God is trying to get you to turn a mirror on yourself and see you in it and watch this. And you be the one that walk away from the situation, because if you stay there any longer, you're going to make the situation worse. If you stay there any longer, you're going to cause the issues to come. If you stay there any longer, you're going to come in and let me help you. If you stay there any longer, you're going to be the reason why you lose everything. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, God gives us frustration so we can look at the situation and see the situation for what it is and make the exit that we need to make. Help you. Let me help you get to the place where you need to be. Let me help you get the understanding that you need. Some folks is best left where you found them. My grandmother said it like this. I believe she was prophetic when she said it. She said, don't get you. Well, the good Lord's with you. Go ahead on and let that person, let that person walk out of your life. Let them leave, because watch this here. They look better going than they did coming. So some doors, ladies and gentlemen. Some places, ladies and gentlemen. Some situations, ladies and gentlemen. We need to learn how to walk away from them, because if we don't walk away, what will we become, ladies and gentlemen? We become our own worst enemy. We become the best kept secret that keeps us down. Because what we did is we literally ignored what I consider the place of frustration, because a good place of frustration is a course corrector. I shared this yesterday. This is a course corrector. Now watch this. God gave me something that messed with me real bad. I was in ROTC. I was in there, and one of the things we had a pivot right, and then we had a full right. Now the pivot right caused you to go to a pivot left or pivot right or whatever it is, and you would pivot. You'd be halfway there. But see, what you did was you changed direction, but you never changed course. So. Yeah. You changed direction, but you didn't change. Come here, let me help you. Let me give you what the Lord gave me so we can both shout about it now. Listen, we can change direction but never change course. See, we can change direction and that person can still be hanging around. We can change direction and we can still be dealing with the same thing. We can do a half turn. Come here, we can do a half turn and still be in the scene that we in. But when you do a 180, not a 360, because when you do a 360, you're looking right back at it. I need you to do a 180. And when you turn your back on, come here and let me show you something that will bless your life. If you learn how to do a 180, if you learn how to turn your back on the very thing that the enemy has been plaguing in your mind for so long. People of God, let me help you. Let me get you something that you're going to be able to use as a bullet in your gun for the enemy. Watch it. When you learn how to turn your back on some things and on some people, you'll be in a more happier place. Come here. Let me tell you. Your joy level will advance. Your peace level will advance. Your hope level will advance. Your strength will advance. Everything about you will advance because you learn. Watch what you learn, ladies and gentlemen. Watch what you learn. You learn how to live like God wants you to live. Watch the text. He said, I sought the Lord three times that he will remove this thing from me. Now, there's a portion in this scripture that I didn't get a chance to deal with yesterday, but I think that it was saved for today. And he said that I sought the Lord three times, and the Lord told me, he said, that my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. I sometimes, people of God, God won't remove this, the thorn from your flesh. But he'll give you the ability to stand in the storm. Help me help you as we help each other get over this hump. Sometimes God will not move the flesh. I mean, the storm, the thorn from the flesh, because he wants you to see that I can work with you while you in your thorny situation. I've come to understand that sometimes I have to have a thorny situation because I don't need to. When I have a thorny situation, people are like, I don't miss what God is telling me. I don't become so engrafted into who I am and what I got going on. It'll teach me how to continue to get into the place to where I continue to pray and I continue to trust in God. Because watch this, I'm learning that even though Mark 5 talked about that man being in the tombs, I honestly believe that he was so frustrated in the place that he was in because the thing that was in him kept him to a place to where he didn't understand where he was and what he had going on and the importance of practicing. Talking to the Lord and telling the Lord, Lord, I need you to fix this one. Lord, if you don't step in, you don't do it. It ain't going to get done. Lord, I need, come here. Lord, I need you to wipe tears away. I need you to strengthen my life. I need you to give me some wisdom, power, and understanding. I need the grace of the Lord to be upon us. Oh, God, I need to listen. I need you to walk with me. I need you to talk with me. I need you to show me that I can overcome this. If you don't do it, don't mean you take in the word of my brothers, the three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you don't do it, don't mean you can't. So that don't mean you can't. Spirit, I have to get that in my mind that if I see it from afar off and I understand it, that in the midst of it, God, you're going to work it for my good. I may be in my present situation and my destiny may be right in front of me, but sometimes we can get so frustrated in the storm, we lose sight of the promise. Come here and let me give you something to work with. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about where we are, what we got going on, who we got it going on with, why we got it going on with them. We just got to learn how to trust in God and be able to work the work of them that sent me. Why is night? Why is day? But when night comes, no man can work. I have to learn how to just walk through it with him. And no matter how bad my situation may look, I got to continue to walk in it. Watch what I got to continue to do. I got to continue to know that even though what I see, even though what I'm experiencing, even though what does not fit me, it was never intended to be. It was never intended to be my last and final place. Amen. Like the walls. It was never intended to be my final place, but because I was so frustrated in my place, because I was so frustrated behind the thorn, it drove me to the tombs. I was so frustrated about the thorn that it drove me to the tombs. I'm going to say that again because that worked for somebody. I was so frustrated behind my thorn that my thorn ran me to the tombs. Don't let a thing that God has graced you with. Don't let a thing that God has graced you with be the thing that makes you miss where God is trying to graduate you to. Watch again. Don't die prematurely when death is not your portion. See, we got to learn that even though we see the things that we see and experience the things that we experience, we got to know that we cannot allow that to be the thing that comes out of us. We got to bring out of us, watch this here, let me show you something. We got to bring out of us the very thing that God has invested in us so we can be a better help or a better strength to somebody else. Let me show you something. One of the worst things that we can do, people of God, one of the worst things that we can do. one of the worst things that we could do is we can become so invested in our condition that we get complacent and we get overwhelmed and we get into a place to where we don't examine frustration for what it is and we lose who we are in Him. Because what we have to realize is this. Let me show you what we have to realize. We have to come to grips with. And I tell people all the time, they hear me say, you have to realize, okay, maybe I realize is not the word that you need, that you want to hear, but I realize is something that you need to acknowledge. Let me help you. Let me show you why. Because when you realize, you have to come to the reality. When I use the word you have to realize, that means that you have to come to the reality. You got to come to reality. You have to really just come to the understanding. You got to come to the reality. You have got to meet this situation for what it is. You got to come to the reality. You got to come to the reality. Yes, I am frustrated. Yes, I am. I have made a decision to be in this place that I'm in. I have made the decision to be among these tombs. Yes, I made the decision that I'm cutting myself, and I'm mad, and I'm frustrated, and I'm angry, and I'm upset, and I don't know how to handle it. I got to come to the realization that I can't do this by myself. I have to come to the understanding that this thing that I'm in that don't fit my life, it is not what it needs to be. And watch this here. If you okay with it, baby, listen, I'm okay with it. I've gotten to the point now to where let me invade in your space real quick. Let me mess with you real bad. I've gotten to the point now for me. This is me. I'm gonna talk about me so you can stay safe to the church. I'm gonna give you what you need. I'm not gonna give you what you want. I'm gonna give you what you need. And when I give you what you need, it's up to you from this point on to accept or reject what God has told me to give you. Now, let me give you something else that I want you to do. I want you to ponder on. I want you to come to the realization of this, is that what I deposited in you is no longer my portion. Now it's yours. Because I've released what I need to release. But watch this here. Let me show you something. Sometimes we get this stuff, we get these things deposited in us, and we never activate God. We just step into a whole other place. And you never activate that thing that has been deposited into you. Let me help you real quick. Let me show you something. That's like handing a check for $150,000, and you got it in your possession. But you never go to the bank to deposit your $150,000 check. And you have that $150,000 check in your hand, and you complain about your bills. You complain about you don't have no money. You complain about you not being able to do what you need to do financially. You're talking about you don't have the means to make ends meet. You're talking about you don't have the answer to what you need to have the answer to financially. But watch this here. You got $150,000 in the form of a check, and you never go to the bank and deposit this $150,000, and it will answer what you need, but yet and still, because you do not want to activate this $150,000 that you got in your hand, you set up that, and your mindset is, oh, that woe is me mentality. But you have the very means of the thing to fix your current situation, but you want to hold on to it because, watch this here, you don't know what to do with it. But can I help you? When you learn how to activate the thing that's in your hand, come here, let me help you. sometimes, people of God, the reason why we're there is because we have the answer, but we don't activate what's in us. And when we don't activate what's in us, we miss God. We miss him because of the mindset and the mentality that we have. And we wind up being in things and in places and in people and in circumstances and in situations. And we're there because of the simple fact that we never really sat back and took stock of the situation and saying that I can walk away from this at any given time. But you stayed there. And because you stayed there, my sins, people of God. Now you're frustrated. Now you're angry. Now you're back in your crying place, your frustrated place, the place where you are among dead things, and you're trying to resolve your answers, and you're trying to resolve your situations and circumstances, and it's because you don't have answers, you're not sitting there. And you cut yourself when you were supposed to take this thing and you were supposed to make this thing make sense to you. Because in your place of frustration, God was actually trying to get you to do a course turn. Watch this. I'm gonna deposit this in your spirit. And I promise you I'm gonna let you go. I promise I'll let you go. Job 23:10 says this. He said, but I know the way that I take. I know the way that I take. When he tests me, I shall come forth as good as gold. But he knows the way that I take. When he test me, and I shall come forth as pure gold. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. And it's hypothetical. It doesn't really deserve an answer, but because I want you to ponder on this. What direction did you take in this last stone that you were tested in? Because see, he said he knew what direction you would go when you got tested by God. God said he knows what direction you take. My question is, do you know where you should have gone when you got tested? Do you know which way you should have gone because you made the decision to go another route when you got tested in this last one? When you got tested in this last thing that you went in, when you got tested in this last thing you went in, And he said that I know my way. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and I will be able to bring you to your expected end. When he said that, I'm okay with you making mistakes. I know you're gonna falter. I know you're gonna have some error. I know that you're gonna have some dissertations that you're not gonna understand. I know you're gonna have some issues that you're not gonna understand. I know you're gonna have some places where you don't understand. I know you're gonna have some things that you're gonna wrestle with. But my question is, when I sent this thing to you, when I tested you in this thing, what was your initial plan? That's good, Doc. That's real good. What was your initial plan? What were you thinking? What was on your mind originally when you were tested by this man? What was your plan of action when this thing came? Was it to follow after God, or was it to go under your own devices, go under your own mindset, to go into your own ways, your own will, to move in your own thought path? Or was it to trust God in the midst of it, and that God would let God be the whole thing, complete and total in your life? Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to come before you and to move according to your will and according to your way. God, let us now, God, move in peace, power, wisdom, and knowledge. Father, we thank you in advance for what you're doing and how you're moving. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Come on, sing.
Grateful, Lord.
I can't.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else
around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
That
he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what I did.
Doesn't matter what
he only sees me for who I am.
He only sees
yeah.
me.
Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't
come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Amen. He saw the best in me. Broken, battered, bruised, imperfections, all of that that he saw. He just saw the best in me. You know, we sometimes gauge ourselves by what others see about us. But can I give you something to work with? Can I give you something that I think that'll bless your life? When you learn how to let God see you for who you really are, let me help you real quick. God, it doesn't matter to God what you did or who you were at the time that you were who you were. God says I can still use you. God says I can still do for you what I said that I would do in you. And I'm going to say that again, because that helped about 15 of y'all. He said that I can still do for you what I said I was going to do for you, even though you didn't did what you did. And even in the place that you were in, he said he could still use you. What we have to realize is, this is something that we have to come into reality with. Everybody, yes, under the sound of my voice, you damaged goods. You damaged goods. I'm going to tell you why you damaged goods. Because Jesus went to the cross and he died for you. It would have been no reason for him to die on a cross that was considered as, watch this here, as a disrespect for someone to be crucified on a cross. This was a slap in the face to God and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm gonna can you why? Because he took the blood of something that was actually meant for us, but because he cared about us so much, he literally went to a place where, watch this, can I be honest with you? He really, really struggled with it, because if he didn't struggle with it, why was he in the Garden of Gethsemane crying to ask the Father to let this cup pass him up? But instead of him relinquishing from the stand, because he could have called at any time. The Bible says he could have called down a legion of angels and they would have took care of everything. But he knew that he had an assignment. See, this is my thing about that. This is my thing about us. We know that we got an assignment, but we whine about the assignment. And instead of us just going on doing the assignment, we'll walk away from the assignment. Jesus cried out in the wilderness to have the cup pass him up. But when he realized in the midst of it, he said, "Lord, not my will, let thy will be done." This is how I know that he struggled with it. This is how I know he dealt with some anxiety in it. Because the words that shut off his lips, "Lord, not my will." But thy will be done. See, when we become wise and doing what God told us to do, we can be in a bad place, and God still can fix our bad place. He can still strengthen our worst place. Not because he don't care, and not because he don't love us, but he can fix our bad place and our worst place because watch what he did. He introduced to us an answer in the very place of his in the very place of his death, burial, and resurrection. So what I want to do, I want to introduce to you again, if need be, or can I say this, for the first time, I want to introduce Jesus Christ to you. Romans 10:9 says it like this, and say, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, we will be saved. Salvation can be yours. Salvation can be yours. Salvation can be yours. I'm going to say that again. Salvation can be yours. So I invite you today to give your life to Jesus Christ. It's very simple. It's not complex. It's not difficult. Only thing you have to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for you. Once I pray for you, I want you to just on the portion of the prayer when I say the scripture again, Lord, that you confess with your mouth and you believe with your heart that Jesus died on the grave, died and was raised from the dead. I want you to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Just say, "Lord, here I am." And then I'm gonna give you three keys, and then we're gonna let you go. Papa, thank you for these your people that are under the sound of my voice. While I pray, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be bigger than life. God, thank you for allowing us to introduce you on today. God, to one set of boys, some set of girls, some set of men, some set of women who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. But Lord, we pray today that you would come in and interject, intervene, walk in, call shift, transition, and power. God, give them to know, God, that in the midst of this, God, that as yet, you are still God, and you are still God all by yourself. God, for the backslider, put us up. For the one who don't know you're the partner of that sin, God, you graced us with the scripture of Romans 10:9. Yes, and it says that they confess with their mouth, believe in their hearts, Father, that you died and that you were raised from the dead. You have caused salvation to take place. So, Father, we thank you now for salvation and restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray. God, we thank you right now, God, that they someone gave their life on today and received you as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Now, I want to give you three real quick keys. Key number one, get you ready the Bible. Secondly, get into a good church home. And thirdly, make sure that the woman and man and woman of God that is preaching and teaching the word, they live that word. They live that word outside of that pulpit area. Okay, you can tell the difference. Now, we are the pastors of Vibe House International. We would love to have you come and join us and be a part of the Vibe House experience. Maybe something is said, maybe something is done that will make you want to come and be a part of the Vibe House family. We want to extend that opportunity out to you and say, come on and be a part of what God is doing. We want to introduce that to you and deposit that in you. Amen? So we want to share that with you on today. Our service times are from 11:30 to, and also on Fridays you can join us for our Flame the Flame Friday, which is Fan the Flame Friday, which is our Bible study. So we would love to have you there to be a part of that. Come on, jump on and be a part of that and allow the Spirit of the Lord to move and to shift and to transition and to let God do what he does best. And that is deposit something mighty in your life. And we would love to have you come and share with us. So make it your business. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. This is where we are. You can also see the service that we have on Sunday morning. But we would love to have we would like to give you a personal invitation to have you to come and to sit with us just to enjoy the service. Enjoy the live broadcast, the live version of it, because I said it's something they see on Facebook. It's something they see it on Instagram, but it's amazing in person. So we'd like to invite you to come out. That's 6705 High Street, and that's in Houston, Texas, and that is 77028. Again, that's 6705 High Street, and that's in the Houston, Texas area. And that's going to be 77028. We'd love to have you come visit and be a part of what God is doing. And we look forward to you guys being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection continuously Monday and Thursdays as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. So remember to like, share, and to make sure that you be a part of this. Come on down and be a part of the Vibe House and Vibe House experience, and we look forward to having you guys come and share with us, okay? Amen. God bless you. Listen, we're going to go ahead on, and we're going to end the broadcast now. But those of you all who would like to sow a gift into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, now I want to give you this, and it's really quick and simple. We want you to know that those seeds that you sow into the Vibe House is for the furthering of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We take those seeds and we deposit those seeds. We do our seedings and we further the broadcast and all of those good things. And we do things with those seeds to edify the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So you know that you're depositing your seed in a good fertile ground, that it is able to take root and to grow. Because this is how you get a harvest in a field that you didn't plant in. When you sow it into us, we sow it into another man's field, and that seed that we sow into that man's field, when he brings forth a harvest, that's how seed time and harvest comes together, because you'll sow one place, and he'll sow some one place, and that seed that you sowed from you, that you sowed into us, and we sowed into him, they take that seed, they sow it in another man's field, and then when that harvest time comes, all of that harvest that's growing, those seeds that you sow, watch it, it comes right back to you. So that's how seed time and harvest works. So make it your business to sow a seed today into the Vibe House, into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. When you do so, you can sow into that seed. You can sow that seed. Watch this here. You can go to WGC 2020. Again, that's WGC 2020. Or you can go to your Zelle. And that Zelle is going to be 346-419-5960. Again, that Zelle is 346-419-5960. You can go there and show your seed into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And I promise you that seed will be taken and it will be put into a good field, and you will see a harvest. Amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining with us on this morning. We hope that the Lord will continue to bless and keep and watch over you as you travel throughout your day, and that your hand, that His hand of mercy and grace will be on you, and that as you find your way through this day, that everything that you have been waiting on God to do, He will do it for you. Amen. So God bless you. We thank you, and we look forward to you guys joining us again on next Monday.
Well, if you got the victory in the house, you are.
Let's go. Everybody come.